Let's talk about changes. Change something. Change you. You can't change everything, but you can change you. When you feel like life is falling apart, knowing what you can change and what you can't change can actually make all the difference. You can't change your past. No, you can't. You can't change your parents. No, you can't. You can't change the gifts and the talents that God has or has not given you. You can't change a handicap you've been given. You can't bring back a dead loved one. You might as well accept all of those things, because you'll start to find peace in the midst of troubles when you accept what you can't change. Otherwise, you'll make yourself and the people around you, people who love you, become miserable. There's so much you can't change, but there's something important you can change, and that's you. You probably ask, what's going on in your life that doesn't line up with what God wants? Well, that depending on how we react. Crisis can help us as we learn to focus our eyes on what matters. And that's Jesus, God. You see, to reorder your life in God's way, it'll take some gut-level self-evaluation. You'll need to do an inventory of every area of your life. You'll need to take a look at your relationship with God, the people around you, your spouse, your partner, kids, co-workers. You'll need to look at hurts, habits, and hang-ups, pain that may be bringing you down. Nothing can be off limits. It's not easy. It will get messy. It's always tough, very tough, to turn from sin even when it's tearing us down. But you can't find healing otherwise. Healing apart from repentance can't last. When your world is falling apart, you'll be tempted to bemoan every area of your life. That's a waste of time. You can't change everything, but you can change you. You can always change you. And when your world is falling apart, that can mean everything. So change you. Do you know that you were born into a battle? And in this battle, you were born to win. You didn't ask for it, but before you were born and long after you die, a cosmic battle is taking place all throughout the universe. You can't escape the battle between God and Satan, good and evil. Even if you don't know it exists, you're in a battle. It's important to know God and Satan are not equal enemies, because God is far superior in all ways. One day, God will completely wipe Satan out, but until then, he allows us to have a choice of whose side we're on. People are often pawns in this cosmic battle. Satan can't hurt God. What do you do when you can't hurt someone? You hurt his children. And guess what? We are God's children. So that is why Satan goes after you, me, and everyone else. The bad news is, you were born for a battle. But there's a good news, and that good news is that you were born to win this battle. If I'm winning, you're winning. Satan is not afraid of you. He is afraid of who is in you, and that is God. With the Holy Spirit in you, you don't have to be afraid of Satan. I know I'm not. You're on the winning side already. You're on the winning side of this war. So now what do? You live like you've won and keep doing so, because you're a winner. You have an enemy, and it's not who you think it is. It isn't the person you're competing against at work or whatever place you're in. It isn't the difficult neighbor. It isn't your ex-spouse. It isn't your ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend. It isn't the group in your community who are taking unbiblical positions against you. Your enemy isn't flesh and blood at all. Your battle is with Satan. One of the reasons we often walk around in discouragement and defeat is because we don't really understand who we're battling. We don't understand who our real enemy is. We blame the economy, a political party, a segment of people, or the person we can't stand down the street. We blame everyone but the one whom the Bible calls a thief and a liar who is out to destroy anyone who loves and follows Jesus. To find victory in your life over what's dragging you down, you've got to start by attacking the right enemy. When you do, keep these truths in your mind as you battle against your true enemy, who happens to be Satan. You are no match for Satan. It's like trying to shoot a rubber band at a battleship. Outside of Jesus, you have no hope of defeating Satan's influence over your life. So pray. Everyone gets used by Satan, and Satan will put thoughts in the minds of you, Christians and non-Christians alike. And at times, we can all be a pawn of Satan. So protect yourself with the armor of God. Pray. Not everything that is spiritual is good. There is spiritual light and spiritual darkness. Don't fall for the lie that all roads to God are equal, because it's not. They're not. Jesus said, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." And that you can find that at John 14, 6, NIV. Satan does not fight fair. Satan can't slug you, so instead, he puts discouraging and depressing ideas into your mind. You've got to catch him in the act. Let him know you know where the ideas come from, and just pray. Ask Jesus for help. Satan is real. He's the enemy who has been disrupting your life. And there's the good news. He doesn't have a chance against Jesus. So pray. Do you know that integrity matters? Well, it does. Integrity matters. The Bible says that we're in a war against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world. And we can't battle those spiritual forces that threaten to derail our lives if we're not living with integrity. So live with integrity. Essentially, we're committed to taking the truth of God's word and applying it to all areas of our lives, such as our moral, financial, relational, and sexual lives. It's why Paul tells us that we need to put on the belt of truth before we go into the spiritual battles that are all around us. He says, "So stand ready with truth as a belt tied around your waist." And you can find that in Ephesians 6:14 GNT. You see, the belt of truth holds up everything. Without truth, your life will fall apart and spiritual darkness will take over. We put on our belt of truth by living with integrity. Integrity comes from the word integer, which means unit of one. Your life of integrity isn't the pieces of the pie. It's being the whole pie. To live a life of integrity, don't just know the truth. Live it out. Like your belt, integrity gives you stability. It holds you together in the middle through tough times. It gives you much needed strength. Of course, living with integrity doesn't mean perfection. It doesn't mean always doing what's right. If perfection were the standard for integrity, then no one would have it, because we all stumble at times. To live with integrity, let people see on the outside what's going on in the inside. It means what you see is what you get. Hypocrisy is the great enemy of integrity. We practice hypocrisy when we know the truth and don't do it. It's when what we say isn't the same as what we do. And that's dangerous. It's very dangerous. A lack of integrity in any area of your life will leave you vulnerable to Satan's arrows. In fact, the moment you start segmenting your life into different pieces, your church life, family life, sex life, and a lot more, you've lost your integrity. You're not living the same in all areas of life. Does life seem overwhelming? Do you feel like darkness is winning the battles in your life? It will always be that way if you're living a double life. Check your integrity. Do what God's word teaches in all areas of your life, not just where and when it's most convenient. You have no hope with that kind of integrity. So live with integrity.